Would the House come to order? Would the members please indicate their presence by voting? Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk take the roll?
29 members present.
There's a quorum present to conduct business. Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, Representative Adams is excused from the call of the House today. I'd like the record to reflect that Representatives Furness, Kopanen, and Schultz are ill today and therefore excused.
Our chaplain today is Pastor Ben Ellsworth of the Bethel Assembly of God. Would the members please rise for the invocation?
Father in heaven, your name is high and above every other name. You're worthy to receive the glory and the honor and the power, for you have created all things. They were created and called into being by an act of your will. By your invitation, Lord, we approach you with thanksgiving and praise for the many blessings you have showered upon us. Thank you for the freedoms of church, state, home, and education. We remember today our president and our governor that you will keep them protected and healthy. Bless the members of this House of Representatives as they seek to serve the body of people they have been elected to represent. Thank you for their leadership and dedication to making our state the great place to live that it is. And now, Father, we commit this day and our lives to you, knowing that you are a God that does all things well. In the name of our Lord we pray, amen.
Representative Taylor, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Representative Ewing.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Are there any objections as to having the prayer spread upon the journal? Hearing no objections, so ordered. Would the clerk at this time please certify the legislative journal for the 99th legislative day?
As chief clerk, I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 99th day in House Supplement number 120.
Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent the journal for the 99th day in House Supplement 120 be approved as certified.
Are there any objections as to the correctness of the journal or the supplement? Hearing no objections, the journal and the supplement stand approved. Do we have any guests for introduction at this time? Representative Herman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On behalf of Representative Schultz, I'd like to introduce a constituent of his who used to be a constituent of mine and a superintendent in my school district. He now is a superintendent of the Copper River School District, Leland Dishman. And with him is Walter Charlie, past president of the PTA, and board member Cheryl Kiden.
Representative Herman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And also entering Gallery A, I'd like to introduce Nustuyahok students and Leavelock students. From Nustuyahok, Nick Chocknock, Anna Chocknock, Alex Blanca, Mikia Walcott, Moxie Wagon, Lubova August, Anna Wassily, Philip Christopher, and from Leavelock, Gabriel Baker and Kevin Dobkins, and their chaperones, Deb McCain and Bob Parks from Nustuyahok.
Any further guests for introduction? Representative Duncan.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker. In Gallery B, Representative Miller and I have some students from the Advocate High School, or Advocate High students from Juneau. That's as I understand, it's a program, it's a development, vocationally oriented curriculum of academic and transitional education program, and I'd like to introduce them at this time and ask them to stand. Ed Adams, George Bryson, Dwayne Jack, Douglas Johnson, Mark Jones, Matt Jones, Tim Lee, Jim Zeller, Nathan Redekop, Jim Phillips, Fred Olson, and Bob Noel.
Any further guests for introduction? Messages from the governor.
I have none, Mr. Speaker.
Messages from the Senate.
The Senate has approved the following citations, and they are transmitted for consideration. Honoring Nanana Lynx Band by Senators Coghill and DeVries and Representative Schultz. Honoring Russian Jack Elementary School and Terry Stimson by Senators Vic Fisher, Josephson, Halford, Kelly, Rohde, Fahrenkamp, Ray, Abood, and Kurtula, and Representative Martin. In Memoriam Robert S. McComb by Senators Coghill, Ziegler, Bennett, Ray, Halford, Kurtula, Rohde, Vic Fisher, Fahrenkamp, and Josephson, and Halford, and Representative Schultz. I have no further message. Oh, excuse me. The Senate has passed and returned House Joint Resolution No. 34, urging Congress to maintain the current level of federal funding for child nutrition programs. And this resolution has been sent to enrolling. I have no further messages from the Senate, Mr. Speaker.
Those citations that have been sent to this body for our deliberation will be referred to the rules for calendaring. Do we have any other communications that should come before this body?
A notice was received from the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation regarding proposed changes in regulations dealing with implementation of a refinance program of the corporation. The notice is on file in the Speaker's office. I have no further communications, Mr. Speaker.
This brings us down in the daily order of business to reports of standing committees.
The House Judiciary Committee held a hearing in January on the qualifications of Harold M. Brown to be confirmed as Attorney General Principal Executive Officer of the Department of Law. The committee finds that Harold Brown is qualified to serve as Attorney General and recommends his confirmation by the legislature. Concurring, M. Mike Miller, Chairman, Clarkson, Pettijohn, Taylor, Sund, Grunberg, and Phillips. The House Finance Committee has considered Governor Sheffield's appointment of E.L. Red Holloway to the Alcohol Beverage Control Board. The committee recommends that the full body confirm this appointment. Sincerely, Adams, Chair, Binkley, Duncan, Larson, Rieger, Euling, Ringstad, Cotton, Frank, Horschow, and Zemanski. The State Affairs Committee has considered committee substitute for Senate Bill 138, Finance Amended, relating to pricing and marketing of alcoholic beverages, and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Hurley, Chairman. Concurring, Hurley, Boucher, Cato, Collins, and Jenkins. Navarre has no recommendation. Senate Bill 138 has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. The Labor and Commerce Committee has considered committee substitute for Senate Bill 251, Hess, relating to regulation of the practice of psychology, and recommends it do pass and attaches a letter of intent. The report was signed by Navarre Chairman, signing do pass, Navarre, Copen and Hanley, and Davis. Boucher signed do pass, Hess review suggestions in Alaska Native Health Board, letter of 4986, and Collins has no recommendation. Senate Bill 251 has a further referral to the Hess Committee. The Judiciary Committee has considered committee substitute for Senate Bill 252, Finance, Applications for Absentee Ballots, under consideration, and recommends it be replaced with House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 252, Judiciary, with the same title. Recommends it do pass and attaches a new zero fiscal note. The report was signed by M.M. Miller, Chairman. Concurring, M.M. Miller, Sund, Taylor, Grunberg, and Phillips. Pettijohn has no recommendation. Senate Bill 252 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The State Affairs Committee has considered Senate Bill 412, Claims Against the State, and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Hurley, Chairman. Concurring, Hurley, Jenkins, Collins, Cato, and Boucher. Senate Bill 412 has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. The Labor and Commerce Committee has considered Senate Bill 469, exempting commercial fishermen from workers' compensation coverage, and recommends it do pass and attaches a letter of intent. The report was signed by Navarre Chairman. Concurring, Navarre, Copen, and Davis, Boucher, Collins, and Hanley. Senate Bill 469 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Resources Committee has had House Bill 386 relating to cabins on state land under consideration and recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 386 Resources with the same title and recommends it do pass and attaches a fiscal note. The report was signed by Schultz, Chairman. Concurring, Schultz, Cato, Jenkins, Thompson, and M.W. Miller. Having no recommendations, Sund and Herman. House Bill 386 has a further referral to the Finance Committee.
House Bill 386, the bill, an act relating to cabins on state land and providing for an effective date, will be referred to the Judiciary Committee, then Finance.
The Resources Committee has considered House Bill 428 relating to grazing districts and recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 428 Resources with a new title, recommends it do pass and attaches a zero fiscal note. Report was signed by Schultz, co-chair. Signing due pass, Schultz, M.W. Miller, Thompson, Jenkins, and Cato. Sund has no recommendation. House Bill 428 has a further referral to the CNRA committee. The Judiciary Committee has considered sponsor substitute for House Bill 456 relating to registration of commercial and non-commercial motor vehicles and providing a penalty for failure to obtain title or registration, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill 456, Judiciary, same title, and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Sun Chairman, signing do pass, Sun, Phillips, Taylor, and Gruenberg. Having no recommendation, Clarkson and Pettijohn. Sponsor substitute for House Bill 456 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Judiciary Committee has considered House Bill 514, Fire Prevention Activities, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 514, Judiciary, with the same title, recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Sun Chairman, concurring Sun, Gruenberg, Taylor, Phillips, and Clarkson. Pettijohn has no recommendation. House Bill 514 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Community and Regional Affairs Committee has considered House Bill 553, making special appropriations to the Department of Community and Regional Affairs for senior citizen housing development grants and for low-cost and low-income housing development, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 553 CNRA with a new title, reports it back as follows. The report was signed by Gall, Chairman, signing do pass, Gall, and Kopanen, having no recommendation, Gruenberg and Phillips. House Bill 553 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Resources Committee has considered sponsor substitute for House Bill 608 relating to spraying and application of pesticides and broadcast chemicals, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill 608 Resources with the same title, and recommends it do pass and attaches a zero fiscal note. The report was signed by the co-chair Schultz, concurring Schultz, Cato, M.W. Miller, and Herman. Signing no recommendation, Thompson, Jenkins, and Sund. Sponsor substitute for House Bill 608 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. I have no further standing committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of special committees?
I have none, Mr. Speaker.
This brings us down to introduction of citations and resolutions.
Citation honoring Richard W. Freer by Representatives Duncan, M.M. Miller, and Senator Ray. Citation in memoriam Bessie Barnabas by Representatives Binkley and M.W. Miller.
These citations will be referred to rules for calendaring.
House Joint Resolution Number 75 by the Resources Committee, relating to the amendment by Congress of the Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act as it relates to the timber industry.
One standing committee referral, Resources.
I have no further resolutions for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction, first reading, and reference of House bills.
I have none, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Pettijohn.
Move we take up reconsideration of House Bill 277 at this time.
Would the clerk please read the title of that bill?
House Bill 277 by the Judiciary Committee by request, an act authorizing investments in the African Development Bank by certain entities and providing for an effective date.
The bill is before us in third reading and under debate. Representative Pettijohn.
Mr. Speaker, the Judiciary Chairman advised me and I also had independent verification that, in fact, while Libya is a member of the African Development Bank, it is unable to obtain loans since it is not considered an underdeveloped country within the meaning established by this bank. And the United States administration would like to see us involved with this to balance Libya and other radical states' influence within this organization. So I am intending to vote for the bill. I do note that a representative of our banking industry did tell me that there is not a real crying need for this. In other words, we don't have Alaska banks who are straining at the bit in order to be able to throw money into this bank. But as just a general policy statement, I think it's unobjectionable. Thank you.
Any further debate? Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall House Bill 277 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would Would the clerk please tally the board?
33 yeas, 2 nays.
House Bill 277 has passed the House on reconsideration.
Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent the roll call vote on final passage of House Bill 277 be considered the roll call on the effective date clause.
Are there any objection as to the adoption of the effective date clause? Hearing no objection, the effective date clause has been adopted. This brings us down to the consideration of the daily calendar. Would the clerk please read the first item on today's calendar?
House Bill number 440 by Herman, an act relating to a recreation management plan, implementing the Bristol Bay Area Plan and providing for an effective date. The Resources Committee has had the bill under consideration, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 440 Resources with the same title, recommends as follows, and attaches a physical note. Report was signed by Herman, co-chair, signing DuPass, Herman, Wallace, Thompson, and Cato. Having no recommendations, Sund, Schultz, Jenkins, and Pierce. The Finance Committee has considered the bill and recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 440 Finance with the same title, recommends it do pass and attaches a new fiscal note. Report was signed by Adams, chairman, concurring Adams, Duncan, Ringstad, Larson, Porchot, Euling, Binkley, and Cotton. Having no recommendation, Zemanski, Frank, and Rieger. I have two committee substitutes on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Having two committee substitutes, Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent the Finance Committee substitute for House Bill 440 be considered in lieu of the original bill.
Are there any objections as to the adoption of the committee substitute Finance? Hearing no objection, the committee substitute Finance has been adopted. The bill is in second reading. Does the clerk have any further amendments on her desk?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent the Finance Committee substitute for House Bill 440 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, placed on final passage.
Are there any objections to the advancement motion from second to third reading? Hearing no objection, would the clerk please read the title of that bill?
Committee substitute for House Bill 440 financed by the Finance Committee, an act relating to a recreation management plan implementing the Bristol Bay Area Plan and providing for an effective date.
The bill is before us in third reading and under debate. Representative Szymanski.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Could we have a brief at ease?
Would the House please stand at ease? Will the House come back to order? Before the at ease, we had the bill before us in third reading and under debate. Representative Herman.
I'd like to talk a little bit about the bill. It is an understatement that in the last 8 to 10 years, Bristol Bay has experienced what can only be described as an explosive and alarming increase in commercial, private, and public recreational use of the region's rivers and lakes. It is not surprising, given the abundance of fish and wildlife, spectacular scenery, and wilderness qualities, which offer some of the finest opportunities for outdoor recreation. If gone uncontrolled, this rapid increase in recreational use would not only adversely affect traditional subsistence use and important habitat, but the high quality of recreation and wilderness experiences. Unfortunately, we are no longer looking at the potential for conflict between resource users, but the conflicts are already being experienced. Very little documentation exists on the actual efforts and intensity of the recreational use, much less securing the region's enforcement activities. The Bristol Bay recreation industry is estimated to generate in excess of $50 million annually. While some of this stays in the Bristol Bay region, the majority of the economic benefits of this activity are felt in the South Central region. I think Bristol Bay realizes about $7 million of this. In an effort to define and quantify the commercial recreation use of the Nooshigak-Malchatna River drainages in Upper Bristol Bay, the Bristol Bay CRSA Board has undertaken a survey and study of commercial operators in the Nooshigak-Malchatna River drainages. The result of this study has yet to be analyzed. However, preliminary data from public surveys conducted with 71 of the 128 lodges, guides, and air taxis known to operate in this area has produced some interesting information. Mr. Speaker, in 1985, the 71 commercial operators, representing only 55% of the population surveyed, brought in over 7,500 sport fishing and hunting clients and rafters for the Nooshigak-Mulchatna area alone. The majority of these businesses also indicated that their operations had expanded over the last 5 years. I would like to emphasize that the study being undertaken by the CSRA board has focused only on one of several geographic areas in the region with extremely high resource values, important to both recreation and subsistence users. Mr. Speaker, I would also like to emphasize one point that has been overlooked in many discussions about this bill. This bill does not direct the outcome of the plan. It is most likely that any recommendation the plan may make with respect to land classification will require legislative action and will be brought before us. So we are not signing off on any final decisions. By passing this bill, we are just helping the different parties to come to the table and to work out these problems and concerns before this situation gets too far out of hand. I would appreciate support for the bill. Thank you.
Any further debate? Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall committee substitute for House Bill 440, Finance, pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk please tally the board?
35 yeas, 1 nay.
Committee substitute for House Bill 440, Finance, has passed the House. Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent the roll call vote on final passage of Finance Committee substitute for House Bill 440 be considered the roll call on the effective date clause.
Are there any objection as to the adoption of the effective date clause? Hearing no objection, the effective date clause has been adopted. The time now is 10:30. We must start preparing for the joint session. I'm seeking a motion to be in recess until the call of the chair. Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, may we, do you want recess or at ease? Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent the House stand in recess to the call of the chair.
Any objections? Would the members of the 14th legislative body come to order? In accordance with the uniform rules, when we meet in joint session, the presiding officer is the President of the Senate. President Bennett.
Will the joint session please come to order? The purpose of the joint session is to consider confirmation of the governor's nominees. Senator Halford.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate roll call be waived and that all members of the Senate be shown as present.
Without objection, so ordered. Representative Clarkson.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the roll call of the House be waived and that all members be shown as present.
Without objection, so ordered. Senator Halford.
Mr. President, it's my intention to move the individuals on the first page, the first four individually, and then to move the remainder of the first page, and then to move the second and third pages in a complete form unless there's an individual objection to any member. Any member has an individual objection to, if they would state their objection, I will withdraw the first motion and move the page without that member. We'll take up those that haven't been moved in the combined list when we finish with the combined list. So at this time, I would move and ask unanimous consent that Eleanor Andrews be confirmed as Commissioner of the Department of Administration.
You want a roll call on that?
I ask unanimous consent.
Are there any objections in the House? Hearing no objections, Eleanor Andrews has been confirmed. Would the House please stand at ease?
Senator Halford.
Mr. President, I ask unanimous consent to the confirmation of Eleanor Andrews as Department of Administration Commissioner.
Is there any objections? Hearing no objections, Eleanor Andrews has been confirmed as Commissioner of Department of Administration.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that Hal Brown be confirmed to the office of Attorney General.
Are there any objections in the House?
Harold M. Brown.
Excuse me, Harold M. Brown.
Are there any objections in the House to the confirmation of Harold M. Brown?
Are there any objections in the Senate? Hearing no objections, so Harold M. Brown has been confirmed as Attorney General.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that Esther C. Winicky be confirmed as Lieutenant Governor Designee.
Are there any objections in the House for Esther? Is that Winicky, Mr. Majority Leader?
Esther C. Winicky.
Are there any objections to Esther C. Winicky being confirmed as the alternate Lieutenant Governor? Hearing no objections.
Is there any objections to the Senate? Hearing no objections, Esther C. Winicky has been confirmed as successor to office of Lieutenant Governor.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that Dana Anderson Fabe be confirmed to the office of Public Defender.
Are there any objections to the nominee for the Public Defender's office? Hearing no objections.
Are there any objections to the Senate? Hearing no objection, Dana Anderson Fabe has been confirmed as a public defender. Senator Kelly.
Could we revert to introduction of guests, please?
Senator Kelly, we hadn't been doing introductions of guests during the joint session.
Well, Mr. President, I think this is probably an exception. We have the head of the National State Legislature is with us today. Mr. President, to the gallery on my left is the President of the National Conference of State Legislatures, Senator David E. Nething of North Dakota. Senator Nething is Majority Leader of the North Dakota Senate, a post he has held since 1975. He has been a member of the North Dakota Senate since 1966. He also is a member of the U.S. Advisory Commission on Intergovernmental Relations, representing state legislatures. And I would remind the body, Mr. President, that Senator Nething is speaking to the legislature today at lunch at the Centennial Hall. And Senator Nething, welcome to the Alaska legislature.
Senator Halford.
Mr. President, on the first page, I move and ask unanimous consent that the members appointed to the following boards be confirmed: the Alaska State Board of Public Accountancy, the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board, the Assessment Review Board, the Athletic Commission, the Board of Governors of the Alaska Bar, the Board of Barbers and Hairdressers, and the Board of Chiropractic Examiners.
Are there any objections to the names and boards and commissions that was presented by the Senate Majority Leader? Hearing no objections.
Any objections on the part of the Senate? Hearing no objections, they've been confirmed. So ordered.
President?
Senator Halford?
Going to the second page, I move and ask unanimous consent that the appointments listed to the Alaska Commercial Fisheries Entry Commission, the Board of Dental Examiners, the Board of Dispensing Opticians, the Board of Electrical Examiners, the Board of Fisheries.
Object.
I delete the Board of Fisheries at this time. The Board of Game, the Guide Licensing and Control Board, the State Commission for Human Rights, the Commission on Judicial Conduct, the Judicial Council, the Board of Marine Pilots, the Board of Nursing, the Board of Nursing Home Administrators.
Skip the Medical Board.
The State Medical Board, the Occupational Health and Safety Review Board be confirmed.
Are there any objections to the members of the House in relation with the nominees that was read off by the Senate Majority Leader minus the Board of Fish? Hearing no objections.
Any objections by members of the Senate? Hearing no objections, all the boards that were mentioned, with the exception of the Board of Fish, been confirmed.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the members listed on the third page appointed to the Board of Examiners in Optometry, the Board of Pharmacy, the Physical Therapy Board, the Professional Teaching Practices Commission, the Board of Psychologists and Psychological Associate Examiners, the Public Offices Commission, the Railroad Labor Relations Agency, the Board of Regents, the Board of Veterinary Examiners, the Violent Crimes Compensation Board, and the Alaska Workers' Compensation Board be confirmed.
Are there any objections by the members of the House to the motion that was put before you by the Majority Leader to the Senate? Hearing no objections.
Any objections by members of the Senate? Hearing no objections. The boards mentioned by the Majority Leader on page 3 have been confirmed. Senator Halpert.
Mr. President, back to page 2 of the Board of Fisheries. I move and ask unanimous consent that Val Angenson be confirmed to the term on the Board of Fisheries as listed on page 2.
Are there any objections to Val Angerson's appointment from the House here? Hearing no objections.
Is there any objection from the Senate?
I object.
We have an objection. Senator Paul Fisher.
Members of the body, I intend to vote against all three members of the Board of Fisheries. For the last 3 years, there's been a bill in both bodies that will take the decision-making out of the political sphere of the Board of Fish and put it into the biological area where it truly belongs. And we all know that the Board of Fish has been making decisions based on politics and not on good, sound biological management. The three people may be good people, and they probably are, so I have no disagreement with the three people, but I do object to putting these folks into a position where they're going to be throwing into the political sphere when it should be a biological sphere.
Need a roll call vote. We'll start off at this time with the House, Mr. Speaker, on the roll call vote.
Okay, the question before us is, shall Val Angerson be appointed to the Board of Fisheries? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? The clerk locked the roll. Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk please tally the board?
34 yeas, 2 nays.
The question being, shall Val Angerson be confirmed to the Board of Fisheries? Will the secretary please call the roll?
Senator Abood?
No.
Senator Coghill?
No.
Senator DeVries? Senator Eliason is excused. Senator Fahrenkamp?
Yes.
Senator Fakes?
No.
Senator Ferguson?
Yes.
Senator Paul Fisher?
No.
Senator Vic Fisher?
Yes.
Senator Hofford?
Yes.
Senator Josephson?
Yes.
Senator Kelly?
Yes.
Senator Curtula is excused. Senator Ray?
Yes.
Senator Rohde? Senator Sackett, absent. Senator Sturgiluski?
Yes.
Senator Joff?
Yes.
Senator Ziegler?
Yes.
Senator Bennett?
Yes. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Will the secretary announce the vote?
The roll shows 12 yeas, 5 nays. Excused, one absent.
And so Val Anderson has been confirmed to the Board of Fisheries.
Mr. President, I move that Bix Boney from Anchorage be confirmed to the Board of Fisheries.
Okay.
Have an objection? The question being, Michelle Bix Bonney be confirmed to the Board of Fisheries. The senators may proceed with the roll call, Madam Secretary.
Senator Coghill.
No.
Senator DeVries.
No.
Senator Eliason is excused. Senator Farenkamp.
Yes.
Senator Fakes.
No.
Senator Ferguson.
Yes.
Senator Paul Fisher.
No.
Senator Vic Fisher.
Yes.
Senator Hofford.
Yes.
Senator Josephson.
Yes.
Senator Kelly.
Yes.
Senator Curtula is excused. Senator Ray.
Yes.
Senator Rohde.
Yes.
Senator Sackett. Absent. Senator Sturgalewski.
Yes.
Senator Jaroff.
Yes.
Senator Ziegler.
Yes.
Senator Abood.
No.
Senator Bennett.
Yes.
Are you ready for the question?
For a total of 12 yeas and 5 nays. I'm sorry, Mr. Speaker.
Is the House ready for the question? Representative Maru.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I cannot support Bix Bonney's confirmation. Since early February, I've been receiving public opinion messages, pardon me, letters and phone calls opposing Mr. Bonney's appointment, a reappointment. Currently, the mail in my office is running 2-1 against him. The teleconference sponsored by the Fisheries Committee showed 15 opposed and 4 in favor. Those 4, I might add, were all from Juneau. In a teleconference I sponsored to discuss the governor's appointments to all boards and commissions, the only...
Senator Rice, state your point.
I was under the impression we were in the middle of a vote.
We are. We're...
So could we continue the vote, and then perhaps the next opportunity the gentleman will get some other time?
Mr. President, I believe it's my right as a member of the legislature to speak on these confirmations. I did wait until the Senate finished their vote, and I am now speaking before the House has its chance to vote.
You have the latitude to speak, Representative.
Thank you, Mr. President. In a teleconference that I sponsored to discuss the governor's appointment to all boards and commissions, the only objections raised to any of the appointments were for Mr. Bonney. 8 people testified, 7 of whom opposed him. No other appointee that I'm aware of has drawn this type of response. It appears obvious that he is not acting in the people's best interest. Val Angeson and Jesse Foster have not received this type of critical review in the Board of Fisheries. It is obvious that Mr. Bonney's judgment or character must be lacking in order to generate this much opposition. For example, some people have said Bix Bonney's past actions prove he is 90% political opportunist and 10% resource management.
Representative, state your point.
Mr. President, I do not feel it is proper to impugn one's judgment or character on the floor of this House with regard to debate on the confirmation. Mr. Bonney is my constituent. He's well known to many of us for many years. We may disagree with him on policy matters, but that should be no cause to impugn his character or his judgment.
Mr. President, these are not my words. This is a public opinion message from Anchorage.
Please continue.
May I continue?
Yeah, Representative Maru, are you reading a correspondence from some other member other than a member of the House of Representatives?
I'm not sure I understand the question, Mr. Speaker. This is a public opinion message.
That is against the rules and is out of order. Would the representative please proceed in order?
Using my own words, personally, I do not know Mr. Bonney. However, I do know that the vast majority of my constituents, as well as others around the state, do not want Mr. Bonney reappointed. I urge my fellow legislators to oppose his reappointment, and in doing so, let the public know that we are listening to them.
State your point, Mr. Sun.
Mr. President, I believe it's a violation of Rule 34 to be speaking during taking a vote, and I think we either ought to go back to the beginning or take the roll vote over again.
We will take the entire vote over again, Representative Sun. We do allow part of the system very broad debate, and we will go back and retake the vote. Mr. Maru, are you completed?
Mr. President, I have completed. Thank you.
Thank you. We will void the previous vote, and we'll go back and take the vote again in the Senate. The question being, shall Bex Bonney be confirmed to the Fish Board. Will the Senate Secretary please call the roll?
Senator Coghill?
No.
Senator DeVries?
No.
Senator Eliason, excused. Senator Fahrenkamp?
Yes.
Senator Fakes?
No.
Senator Ferguson?
Yes.
Senator Paul Fisher?
No.
Senator Vic Fisher?
Yes.
Senator Hofford?
Yes.
Senator Josephson?
Yes.
Senator Kelly?
Yes.
Senator Curtula, excused. Senator Ray?
Yes.
Senator Rohde?
Yes.
Senator Sackett? Absent. Senator Sturgiluski?
Yes.
Senator Zaroff?
Yes.
Senator Ziegler?
Yes.
Senator Abood?
No.
Senator Bennett?
Yes. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? The secretary will announce the vote.
12 yeas, 5 nays, 2 excused, 1 absent.
Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall Vix Bonney be confirmed to the Board of Fisheries? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk please tally the board?
27 yeas, 9 nays.
For a total of 39 yeas, 14 nays.
And so Bix Bonney has been confirmed to the Board of Fisheries. Senator Hofford.
Mr. President, I move that Jesse Foster be confirmed to the Board of Fisheries.
The question being, shall Jesse Foster be confirmed to the Board of Fisheries? We have an objection.
Does any member of the House object to Jesse Foster being appointed to the Board of Fisheries?
Object. Have objections? Have a vote. The question being, shall Jesse Foster be confirmed? Senators, please. Have a secretary, please call the roll of the Senate. Yes, state your point.
Majority leader from the Senate state that if there was an objection, one could speak to that objection and give reasons, give justification. Was that your words, Senator? And I don't see this happening.
Mr. Senator? President, any member has the right to object, whether they wish to speak to that objection or not, is certainly up to their own conscience. Yeah.
Senator Booth, there's no requirement when somebody objects for them to get up and speak. They can maintain an objection which goes to a roll call vote at that time. If you wish to have the floor to speak on it, you may, sir.
I was just listening to the instructions that the majority leader gave us in the beginning of this session, and I see that we've gone back and forth on this, so I will remove my point of order, I guess.
Yield to me.
Mr. Speaker?
The situation that we had before is we're in the middle of a roll call vote, and a representative stood up to then debate the issue of which we're in a roll call. The president of the Senate at that time decided to give a little bit of latitude, but the latitude went awry, violating several other uniform rules, and therefore was called out of order. But at this point, it is proper because we have not entered into a roll call for any member who objects, I believe, Mr. President, to express their concerns at this time.
Correct. Seeing no one seeking the floor, we'll proceed. The question being, shall Jesse Foster be confirmed to the Board of Fisheries? Secretary, please call the roll. You're the House person.
Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall Jesse Foster be confirmed to the Board of Fisheries? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk tally the board?
34 yeas, 2 nays.
Will the Secretary please call the roll?
Senator DeVries. Senator Lyons excused. Senator Farenkamp?
Yes.
Senator Fakes?
Yes.
Senator Ferguson?
Yes.
Senator Paul Fisher?
No.
Senator Vic Fisher?
Yes.
Senator Hofford?
Yes.
Senator Josephson?
Yes.
Senator Kelly?
Yes.
Senator Curtula excused. Senator Ray?
Yes.
Senator Rohde?
Yes.
Senator Sackett? Absent. Senator Sturgiluski?
Yes.
Senator Zaroff? Senator Ziegler,
yes.
Senator Abood, Senator Coghill,
no.
Senator Bennett,
yes. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? The Secretary will announce the vote.
13 yeas, 4 nays, for a grand total of 47 yeas to 6 nays.
So Jesse Foster has been confirmed to the Board of Fisheries. Senator Ray.
Now that we've completed our business, I'd just like to make a few statements, just a few words of caution and perhaps of warning to some of the members of the Fish and Game Boards. Their attitudes, as exemplified to me, is not all that I would wish they were. I think that the caution is that they had better adhere to whatever is passed by this legislature, either in the federal or the state laws, and adhere to them to the letter. And the warning is if they don't, there'll be an attempt to take them off of the board next year.
Senator Halfer.
Mr. President, the Senate will reconvene in Senate chambers upon adjournment of the joint session. I move and ask unanimous consent that the joint session stand in adjournment.
Without objection, the joint session is adjourned.
Would the House please stand at ease until the chambers are cleared? Would the House come back to order? Before the recess, we were in the daily calendar and just had completed the first item of that calendar. Would the clerk please read the next item on the calendar?
Committee substitute for Senate concurrent resolution number 10 Hess by the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee, requesting the State Board of Education to request local school boards to require the study of Alaska history and government in the schools of the state. The Hess Committee has considered the resolution and recommends it do pass. Report was signed by the co-chairs Grunberg and Kopanen. Concurring, Grunberg, Hurley, Taylor, Thompson, and Kopanen. The Finance Committee has considered the resolution and recommends it be replaced with House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Concurrent Resolution 10 Finance with a new title, recommends it do pass and attaches a zero fiscal note. Report was signed by Adams, Chairman. Concurring, Adams, Ringstead, Duncan, Larson, Porcheau, Euling, Rieger, Frank, and Cotton. I have one committee substitute on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Finance Committee substitute for SCR 10 be considered in lieu of the original resolution.
I take it there are objections to the adoption of the committee substitute finance. Representative Pettyjohn.
I can't tell the difference, Mr. Speaker. I've been looking. I can't find any differences.
Representative Gruenberg. Representative Grunberg yields. Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, page 1, line 23, the word was changed from request to encourage.
Representative Maru.
Mr. Speaker, I might also point out to the body that is also changed in the title from request to encourage, if I'm not mistaken.
Representative Navarre.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Could we revert to introduction, I guess?
Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, proceed, Representative.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In Gallery A, a friend of mine and a constituent from Kenai, he's the finance director for the city of Kenai, Charlie Brown.
Any further guests for introduction? Okay, this brings us back to the resolution. Representative Clarkson. Would the House please stand at ease?
title, there, I understand that you are of the opinion that we can change a Senate concurrent resolution in that title, and if the Senate objects, they can do so. However, the original resolution asked the board to request the study of history, and the Finance Committee substitute requests the board to encourage. And I imagine you can encourage something by requesting it. I don't really see the necessity of a House Committee substitute.
Any further debate on the motion? Representative Pinalberry.
Mr. Speaker, at least in the Anchorage School District, I know they're already teaching Alaska history in schools, so if we want to aim this toward a specific school board or school district, then perhaps we ought to do it. Otherwise, it has no force and effect. We don't know who it's pertaining to.
Representative Szymanski.
Thank you. We have brief at ease, please.
Would the House please stand at ease? Will the House come back to order? Before the at-ease, we once again had the question before us whether or not we should adopt the CS finance for the resolution. Representative Pettyjohn.
My objection, Mr. Speaker.
Are there any objections to the adoption of the finance CS for the resolution? Hearing no objection, the resolution or the committee substitute finance has been adopted. Are there any further amendments before us?
I have none on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Being a current concurrent resolution, is in second and final reading. Is there any debate? Representative Larson.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker. If I may make just a couple of points on this. In the Finance Committee, I did give a due pass recommendation upon the conditions that the word encourage and not request be contained both within the letter of the bill and in the title. However, I do have some concerns that I would like to just briefly bring out today. First of all, here by legislation, we are attempting to provide curriculum for the high schools of the states of Alaska. I really do feel that the curriculum that is taught in the high schools is more the work of the State Board of Education or the local school district boards than it is this legislative body. As you all know, we already have required that there be 21 credit hours for graduation, and here we are saying that within that we are going to now demand, I guess you could say, that Alaskan history and government be taught in high school. Some school districts like to teach Alaska history and government in junior high school, so we're probably going to force them also to change their curriculum by this. And I guess one other thing I would like to say is that, as you know, I taught in high school for 26 and a half years. During the vast majority of that time, one of my teaching subjects was Alaska history and government. It was a very, very good course and should be an elective course that all students who wish to take it can take it. It should not be a course that's required. And I think I would encourage everyone here at this time to press the no button. Thank you.
Representative Cato.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I dislike intensely disagreeing with my colleague from Mat-Su. However, I also have taught for many years. I taught one reason Alaska history is not being taught in the high schools at the present time is that there was no textbook available. Teachers without textbooks sometimes have difficulty teaching courses. I taught Alaska history for approximately 18 years without a textbook. There has a textbook now come out. I think it's absolutely a crying shame when our students graduate from high school and are not familiar with the history of their state. I don't know of very many other states that it's not a required subject. I don't feel that we are changing the curriculum of the schools if we encourage them to teach Alaska history. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Gull.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just have a question of either of the past two speakers. It's my understanding of the resolution that this would be similar or could be similar in impact to what I experienced when I went to school, where my state and city, in fact, history, was taught as part of a social studies curriculum, wasn't in any sense a separate program. And I just, before I vote, would like to assure myself that that would be appropriate under this legislation, rather than requesting in some way that a particular course be, a separate course be established. Thank you.
Representative Larson.
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I did get carried away a little bit in some. What I was intending to say last time, but before I say it, let me get in my plug for the Alaska Historical Commission. As you know, Mr. Speaker, they are in the House budget. But the Alaska Historical Commission has done a good job of coming out with an Alaska history textbook, and I will say that that will sure make it a lot easier to teach Alaskan history. But the point I was trying to make before is that we have to leave the flexibility in the decision-making process on the curriculum here either to the state school board or to the local school boards. And I guess I can go along with this bill as long as it says encourage, but if it said request, under those conditions, I'd have to say vote no. Thank you.
Any further debate? Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall House committee substitute for committee substitute for Senate concurrent resolution 10, finance, pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed a vote? The clerk lock the roll. Does any member desire to change his or her vote? The clerk tally the board.
33 yeas, 3 nays.
House committee substitute for committee substitute for Senate concurrent resolution 10, finance, has passed the House.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Maru.
I'd like to request a brief at ease.
Would the House please stand at ease? Will the House come back to order? Before the at ease, we were in the daily calendar, and we do not have any final action on any citations, so that brings us down to unfinished business. Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the reconsideration on committee substitute for House Bill 614 Hess be held over one legislative day.
Are there any objection? Hearing no objection, that will be available on the next legislative day. Representative Larson.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to give notice of reconsideration on my vote on committee substitute for Senate concurrent resolution number 10.
Notice of reconsideration has been given on said resolution. Representative Hanley.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. At this time, I would like to bring up reconsideration of my vote on committee substitute for House Bill 496.
Would the clerk please read the title of that bill?
Committee substitute for House Bill 496, Finance, amended by the Finance Committee. An act relating to divorce, dissolution, and annulment, and amending Rule 84A, Alaska Rules of Civil Procedure.
The bill is before us in third reading and under debate. Is there any debate? Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall committee substitute for House Bill 496, Finance amended, pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed a vote? Would the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Representative Navarre, the roll is open for you to register your vote. Does any other member wish to change his or her vote? Would the clerk please tally the board?
21 yeas, 13 nays.
Committee substitute for House Bill 496, Finance amended, has passed the House on reconsideration. Representative Plaxico.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the, let's see, I have to make the motion that the rule of civil procedure, Rule 84A, be approved. That requires a roll call vote.
Representative Gruenberg.
We have a very brief at ease, about 5 seconds.
Would the House please stand at ease? Will the House please come back to order? We have a motion before us asking to change Rule 84 and approving it. Is there any discussion? Representative Pettyjohn.
I voted against the bill. However, if the bill, since the bill did receive 21 votes, that portion of the bill, which does not include the rule change, as my understanding, has passed. So as we are simply now voting on that section of the bill dealing with the change of the rule. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Well, I would urge my colleagues to vote for this. This is a fairly innocuous provision. It deals with allowing a person to have their name changed in a dissolution and also a divorce. Is that correct? And annulments. And it, the sponsor from Spinard and I worked on this in Judiciary Committee and came to what I feel is an acceptable compromise, which essentially requires a person who wishes to change their name to one other than their maiden name, is to put it simply, will have to follow the basic provisions of the law dealing with name changes now. That is publication, so that creditors will be put on notice of this name change, and to allow people to change their name in a divorce, dissolution, or annulment, as long as they're complying with the rules of notice, I think is simply giving a convenience to the public, which I certainly don't object to.
Any further debate? Representative Rieger.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just for clarification, a point of inquiry, if the rule change vote fails, only those sections dealing with what requires the rule change would be deleted from the bill, in effect, and the remainder of the bill would continue
to
pass.
That is correct. Representative Maru.
Mr. Speaker, it's my understanding that everything we vote on is supposed to be in writing. I certainly haven't seen anything on this. Is that the rule still in effect?
Representative Maru, it is in the bill and in the title as required by the uniform rules. Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, Section 16, page 9.
Any further debate? Are you ready for the question? Shall the change to Rule 84 be approved? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? The clerk locked the roll. Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Representative Davis, the roll is open for your vote. Does any other member wish to change his or her vote? Would the clerk tally the board?
36 yeas, no nays.
The House has approved the change to Rule 84. We are still in unfinished business.
Intent.
Representative Clarkson, there was a letter of intent. Is it our intention to move that letter?
Mr. Speaker, yes, I'm sorry. I move and ask unanimous consent that the finance letter of intent appearing on page 2699 be approved.
Are there any objections to the letter of intent? Hearing no objections, the letter of intent has been adopted. Representative Pinyalberry.
The ayes serve notice of reconsideration on committee substitute for House Bill 440, Finance.
Notice of reconsideration has been given on said bill. House Bill 440, did you say, Representative Pinyalberry, or 444?
440.
Okay, 440. Still under unfinished business. Representative Miller.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like at this time to move to waive from House Judiciary House Bill 418. This is an act relating to liability for providing emergency medical care. Again, the committee has looked at this bill, Mr. Speaker, and does not feel that there's a judiciary-type inquiry that needs to be made. It is a House bill, and time is becoming very precious, so we'll, and the bill does have another referral to finance. I beg your pardon, Mr. Speaker. Apparently it does not. However, it already has gone through labor and commerce, and it already has gone through health, education, and social services. So the Judiciary Committee would be waiving this bill.
Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, the bill has been waived to rules. Any further unfinished business? Announcements of standing committees or special committees? Representative Ringsted.
Just by way of reminder, as announced yesterday, with the changes for finance, there won't be a meeting this afternoon.
Any further committee meetings? General announcements, Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, just to remind members, today at noon, Governor Sheffield is speaking at the Egan Forum in the Gold Room of the Baranoff Hotel. In addition, the National Conference of State Legislators hosting us a lunch today at Centennial Hall at noon. Again, it's at Centennial Hall, and the National Conference of State Legislators is providing the lunch.
It is no free lunch. We pay dues. Representative Cotton.
Mr. Speaker, the House bowling team will be having a practice session tonight. Representative Szymanski, Sun, Thompson, Porchot, and myself have formed a team to help raise money for Big Brothers and Big Sisters. So we'll be walking around getting some pledges. And at 9:15 tonight, we'll be practicing. Also, we challenge either other members of this body or the staff of this body or anybody else in the Capitol building to come up with a team to compete with us on pledges and pins. So please get in touch with Wanda Cooksey and Representative Larson's office if anyone else is interested in forming a team.
Any further announcements? Representative Phillips.
Mr. Speaker, on another sporting announcement, the softball tournament's this weekend. Today's the last day to sign up. And to see the Sergeant Arms, Assistant Sergeant Arms, to sign up for a team. Just a reminder.
Representative Miller.
Speaker, for purposes of planning possible Saturday meetings, could you tell me what time that tournament will be on Saturday? Do you know yet?
Representative Phillips.
9 to 7. 9 in the morning at 7 p.m.
Maybe we shouldn't have got into announcements. Any further announcements? This brings us down to special orders. Representative Boucher.
Thank you. I know the time is late, but there's something I'd just like to share with you a minute. I'd like permission to speak on the subject of opportunity and our young people.
Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, proceed, Representative.
Earlier this morning, and I was tardy, but thanks to Representative Mike Miller and Jim Duncan, a young lady was introduced, Judy Omer. And I'd like to tell you a moment, take a moment, because I may not have another opportunity to do this. Judy is a fourth or a fifth generation Alaskan from Petersburg, and some 14 years ago when I, as Lieutenant Governor, were going around and talking to young people in the high schools and getting them, encouraging them to participate in the system. You know, we were having a pretty tough time, flags were being burnt and young people were pretty turned off. I ran into a young lady at Petersburg High who challenged the system and the opportunities within the system. So I invited her to come to Juneau and work as a student aide. She did, and because of her, the orientation that she was able to give our office, the YES program, which employs between 5 and 7,000 young Alaskans each year, she put it together.
I just provided the political clout to get it done. From the bottom of the rung of the ladder in the country, through her work and effort, we took Alaska young people from the lowest registered in the nation to the highest registered in the nation. And we were commended on the floor of the Senate for this. Since that period of time, Judy has gone on to finish her education. She's got her master's and her doctor's degree in education. More recently, she has headed up a program just through her own stick-to-itiveness called Advocate. And what it does, it takes high school students from the Juneau area, students who people, by and large, the regular system, the alternative system, have given up on. In other words, this is the hardcore, the kid that nobody really cares about. Drugs, child abuse, you name it. But thanks to her imagination, the young high school students, as you saw this morning, they're the kids that are not sure if there is an opportunity for them. So I want to commend Judy for the work that she has done, especially as a fourth-generation Alaskan and as a person with a doctor's degree that could probably pursue other fields of education. But I guess the measure of my life is in the people that I have seen that have gone on and continued to give to others. And she is certainly one of the young people that I'm very proud of that my life came in touch with. Unfortunately, and this is a sad story about this particular program, for a mere $17,000, it appears that this program, which is going to be recommended for a potential presidential award, may be aborted. Judy's not the type. As a political pushing person, and I'm sure she's blushing now as I am talking about her. But I've talked to Representative Mike Miller and Representative Duncan. You saw the faces of these young people, and the one sitting to the left of her, his name is Matt Smith. And Matt comes to work in my office every afternoon. He's learning computer programming. Matt used to smoke. 30 days ago, I told him he had to stand out on the fire escape if he's going to smoke. Well, I think Matt's quit about how many days now, Matt? 29 days he's quit. Matt's kind of proud of who Matt is. He comes to work now with a suit and a tie, and I think Matt wants to be something. And I think that somewhere in this system, we can slow down, and before we have to worry about building more correctional facilities, maybe we can see that Alaskans who really care about their state, as this young lady does, has the opportunity to continue programs like this. It's not what one might call the average program within the educational system. It's very innovative. These young people learn how to fill out forms. They learn every afternoon, they go to work. In other words, what she's doing is filling in their educational opportunities, but providing them the opportunity to live in the real world. There's a lot of citations passed out here to a lot of people, and I don't think that would mean very much to Judy, but I think it would mean something that on this tape and on this record that I had the opportunity to salute a young Alaskan who has gone on. She represents the best of this state, and her major mission in life is to continue to give away what others have given to her. So thank you for introducing her, Mike and Jim, and I just wanted the body to know that sometime the investment in our young people in this state really pays off. Thank you very much for the opportunity, and my apologies if I...
We are under special orders. Any further special orders? Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent the House stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow.